Here today's top story. Chicago Police Commander Glenn Evans was acquitted today over abuse charges. He was accused of shoving a gun in a man's mouth to get him to confess. Even though there is DNA evidence on the gun, the judge said that just proves that Commander Evans had been there. And she said the victim's story was inconsistent. The defense lawyers disagree, as they are paid to do. But one thing came from the case. Commander Evans has 45 excessive abuse allegations during the 20-year period, most in the entire police department. No punishment, of course, because that would be un-Chicago-like. But the police say that shooting and overall crime were way down in the district he was in charge of. So, put two and two together. Maybe excessive force means less crime. Yikes. Now it moves to a civil lawsuit where the victim will probably win hundreds of thousands of dollars. Ah, the justice system. The Chicago Teachers Union announced today that results are in and members voted overwhelmingly for singer Jeffrey Austin. Oh, sorry, wait, no. I thought they were voting for the Voice finale tonight. No, they voted to strike. Sorry about that. They voted to strike. Come on, he's from St. Charles. The AP investigated peeled shrimp and found that it's peeled by slaves in Thailand. Great. So not only do we have to worry about how the shrimps are farmed, don't Google it, now huge human rights violations for when they're peeled? You know what? That's it. I'm going to make a public statement here. I'm done with shrimp. I am completely done with it. It is dead, unacceptable. From here on out for me, it is only domestic chicken. That's it. Nothing wrong with that, right? Right? Chance the Rapper was the first independent artist in history to perform on Saturday Night Live. Wow, that's an amazing stat. He also freestyled a bit and mentioned police officer Jason Van Dyke. Didn't really make a political statement, just said Jason Van Dyke. All in a day's work for Chance. Hey, any way that he might be able to play for the White Sox, he's doing more for the Southsiders by wearing that hat than anyone who's actually playing on the field. Just a thought. Like maybe there's a promotion in there. Amazon has stopped selling hoverboards, a two-wheeled foot Segway that has been taking the toy world by storm, or the annoying me everywhere I go by storm lately. The hoverboard is set to be the big Christmas gift this year, but Amazon said they won't sell them until their safety can be verified, so they could be sold alongside the perfectly safe toys like skateboards or Nerf guns, slip and slides, or super soakers filled with bleach. That's a thing, I think. Pete, fact check? No? In weather, this weekend was gross slash awesome. I mean, awesome to be 60 degrees. Terrible for it to be raining nonstop for 2 days. Well, it's nice now, though, right? I mean, but it is cold. I mean, it's 45. That's so cold. Stop being so cold. I want 60 back. In sports, the Bears lost again, a close one. They're all close ones. And they fell to 5-8. And officially, unofficially, eliminated from the playoffs. Robbie Gould missed another field goal at the end of the game to lose it. But did he lose it? Yeah, it'd be nice to be 6-7. But let's talk real. Can we close the door for a second? Let's close the door. This team wasn't going to win a Super Bowl. And if they got in, they'd be dismantled so quick. Imagine a playoff game against Seattle. I think Robbie may be taking a fall for the team. At 5-8, I mean, we're looking at a top 10 pick. And frankly, we need a top 10 pick. I don't know what the landscape is, but a top 10 first round quarterback? Be nice, right? And at that point, we'd be saying, thank you, Robbie. Right? Okay, you can open the door. Also, in the last 10 games, the Bears are 1-9 at home. Think about how much this organization has charged you for seats, for beer, for pretzels, for foam fingers, only to ultimately rip you off. Think about that. The Cubs are the talk of the MLB right now, and owner Tom Ricketts said going after Hayward and Lackey was plan A for the Cubs this offseason. Now comes word there still may be a trade in theory with Tampa Bay, who has some young starting pitching, and the Cubs could make some room by sending one of their young bats like Baez or Soler. So pay attention. Would be nice to have Matt Moore as your number four starter, huh? It's like fantasy baseball. I take that in a heartbeat. Derrick Rose and the Bulls are in Philly tonight to face the 1-24 Sixers. 1-24. Their only victory against Kobe Bryant. Wow. And tomorrow, the Blackhawks get the Avalanche. Patrick Kane pushed his scoring streak to 26 straight games. That's crazy. And you know what's even crazier? He needs 26 more to break Wayne Gretzky's record. Oh, wow. In college basketball, don't look now, but the Northwestern Wildcats have started the season 8-1. Their one loss to North Carolina. You figure there's about 30 games in a season, so you got to win at least 20 to get into the tournament? Hey, this could be the year the Wildcats go to the big dance. It's early, and I know every team in the Big Ten is great, but watch this. Watch closely. And finally, it's only 4 days until The Force Awakens, starting a new era for the Star Wars franchise and bringing it to a close, the golden age of hating prequels. This week, a law blog called Legal Geeks took on the case on whether Han Solo was legally allowed to shoot first in the cantina showdown with the bounty hunter Greedo, a scene later changed by George Lucas in the special edition to make Han Solo shoot second in defense. The legal scholars said that Greedo posed enough of a threat for Han Solo to act in self-defense. No word on whether the Greedo protesters are going to block Lakeshore Drive. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Come on, Justin. Come on. I'm sorry. That's terrible. I wonder if there's a hashtag, Greedo's Live Matters. Come on. That's awful. Get it together. That's the carryout for December 14, 2015. Hey, if you order two orders of onion rings, we'll give you the Chewbacca spork for free. Just getting in the Star Wars spirit.